Church tonight. Remember, service is Sunday. We will not have no Sunday school Sunday. We'll have service starting at 10:30. No service on Sunday night. Anyone that would like to join us for dinner on Sunday afternoon, you're more than welcome to. Everybody is invited. Matthew chapter number 1, verse number 18. The Bible says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother, Mary, was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. While he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth the Son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your presence that we feel in your house. I pray, Lord, that your presence will continue to be with us and would anoint us as we endeavor to preach your gospel tonight. I pray, God, that you would speak to our hearts in a wonderful way from your word, Lord, that our lives are changed and there's a difference made tonight. Lord, you can meet with us in these altars tonight. And the power of the Holy Ghost can touch and change our lives. We're not able in ourselves, but I know that you're able, and we trust you tonight, Lord, and we thank you for it. The church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach tonight from this verse of Scripture that says, verse number 20, while he thought on these things. Thought on what things? While he was thinking about what? Well, let's talk about this for a little while. I'll tell you what he was thinking about. His engaged wife, his wife that he was engaged to, amen, was found out that she was expecting a child. And in those days, she was to be killed. In those days, if someone was found with child before marriage, they were stoned publicly. They was brought forth before the public and before the city, and they was stoned. And so Joseph here was in love with this girl named Mary. And they was engaged to be married, and he loved her. No doubt he loved her a lot and greatly. No doubt she was the love of his life, or so I could easily say, because he did not want, when he found out that she was going to have a baby, when he found out that she was expecting a baby, he decided, amen, that he was not going to make her a public example, that he was going to put her away privately. He could, instead of bringing her before, you see, not only would they have killed her, guess who would have threw the first stone? He would have. Amen. Guess who would have took the first, amen, lick at her? He would have. And Joseph here, being a just man, being a holy man, that word means, he couldn't do it. He couldn't bring himself to it. Amen. No doubt in his mind, he had a hard time grasping the reality that Mary had cheated on him and she was going to have a baby. And so that's what Joseph was thinking about when the angel appeared to him. I want to preach tonight on while he thought on these things. Amen. While he thought on these things. You know, Christmas is a wonderful time, but just, I think Sister Bethany mentioned it last week, and this is a reality. The longer we live, Christmas ain't always the best time of year for everybody. Sometimes it's the hardest time of the year. Amen. You know, and I know it may not be that way every year, but you know, if you have a loved one that passes away and you face that first Christmas without them, sometimes it's the hardest time of the year. Amen. And it's a hard time. It's a difficult time. And we know that. There are those here that face those things. Amen. There's other things, you know, that we face, you know, divorce and separation and you know, family problems and, you know, just, you know, financial problems and stuff. And because of the day and hour we live in and because of who we are and God's made us to be, it's not always the best time of year for everybody. Amen. And we may be jumping up and down and rejoicing and everything, but you know, there's heartache. There's hurt. Amen. There's real human problems that we face. Joseph and Mary, it may not have been the same situation, but this was a problem. This was a very serious problem. He's engaged to Mary, and she has been found out that she is expecting a child. Now, there's one thing that Joseph knew as he thought about it. And he knew without a shadow of a doubt it wasn't his baby. He knew that. And so what kind of a turmoil did this create in this? Now, I may take a little while to get started here, but I feel like the Lord would like to speak to us tonight. What kind of a turmoil was going on in this young man's heart? What kind of a turmoil was going on in his life? He had to make a decision. He had already decided in verse number 19, he was not going to make a public example. He was minded, he had made up his mind that he was just going to put her away privately. Now listen, he had come to the decision, amen, that he wasn't going to throw that first rock. Amen, no matter what she had done, he had chosen that he wasn't going to do it. Amen, that he was going to make it something different. And while he's thinking about these things, while this turmoil is going on, amen, while all this is going on, you see, we face real problems in this day and hour. We face real issues. We face real needs. This is bigger than Joseph. This is something totally out of his hands. This is something totally, completely out of his control. Amen, and he's a-thinking on this. Amen, and I guess verse number 20, the Bible says that while he thought on these things, behold, the Lord, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. Amen. And so maybe the best way I can put this verse number 20 into, you know, words tonight is that he's thinking about this so much and he falls asleep. I mean, he's probably exhausted. I mean, you know, come on now, don't raise your hand. But there have been times that our problems have caused us not to sleep, stay up nights. Amen. Then go again, not sleep well. Amen. How long has Joseph been wrestling with this? He's a real human being. Amen. She's a real human being. Amen. And she's now all these problems, you know, we'll lose sleep. And so finally he's just thinking about this. It's on his mind. He's a carpenter. We know the Bible tells us he's a carpenter. Can you imagine Joseph at work? He's cutting all the two-by-fours too long or cutting all the two-by-fours too short. I mean, he's doing everything and all this. This is on his mind. It's affecting his work, no doubt. Come on. It's affecting his sleep, no doubt. And while he's thinking on these things in the dark time in his life, amen, the Lord came and fixed it all. Hallelujah. With a message from heaven. And that's what I want to preach about tonight. Amen. There's three things I want to preach about. The first thing the angel said to him was, fear not. Amen. The first thing that God wants to tell us in our dark time, amen, is fear not. Praise God. Be encouraged. Glory to God. He gave him direction. He said, take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He explained this to her, to him, amen, concerning this problem. And then he says a promise. Amen. The angel says, and she shall bring forth the son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Now, I believe, amen, that he was a religious man, no doubt, amen, but, you know, I can't, you know, say what all about Joseph's life. I can say that the angel said, amen, to Mary that thou art highly favored of God, amen, and she was not the mother of God. She became the mother of the human side, amen, of the Son of God. Hallelujah. And we don't believe in paganism. We don't worship, amen, humans. We don't worship Mary. We don't worship those. We worship only the Son of God, Jesus Christ, God the Father, and God the Holy Ghost, the blessed, wonderful Godhead. Amen. But, you know, he was no doubt a religious man because he had chosen Mary. And I'm just trying to put this down in our terms tonight. Amen. But they had problems just like me and you have problems. Amen. This was a very serious issue. Amen. But God had chosen him and he gave him direction. And you know what? Sometimes what we need in our dark hour, amen, is just encouragement from God. We need some direction from God. Amen. And then God gave him a promise. Said, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Now, church, I know, amen, it might be a total different problem you're facing tonight, but I believe that the Holy Ghost through the Word of God has some encouragement for you that will say, fear not. Hallelujah. I believe that the Holy Ghost through the Word of God has some direction for you. Hallelujah. Take her. Hallelujah. This is what you're supposed to do. Amen. And I believe that the Holy Ghost, church, on this Wednesday night has a promise for us. Glory to God. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Woo! For he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. This is the Messiah. Hallelujah. This is the Son of God. This is, amen, conceived of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Amen. We need direction, young people. We can't just go through life and make choices without praying about it. We got to pray about it. It doesn't matter, amen, if it's a life choice such as joining the military. Amen. Or if it's a small choice that we think, amen, as far as going to school or whatever. We got to pray about it. We got to hear from God. And God loves us. And he'll give us direction in our life. God will give you direction. Amen. Don't be afraid to pray about stuff. Don't ever be afraid, young people, girls. Amen. Don't ever be afraid to pray about it. Amen. Because God will give you the best in life. Hallelujah. Amen. He owns the whole world. God has it all. You know, the devil don't want us to pray about it. You say, well, how can I pray about it? I'll tell you how you pray about it. You get down on your knees and say, God, would you help me know what I'm supposed to do? Hallelujah. Amen. Encouragement. Listen, I dare say tonight, don't raise your hand, but there's folks in this church tonight that needs encouragement from the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes we can't even get in church because it's on our mind so much. Amen. Come on, church. Our problems cloud our mind. Amen. And you know, sometimes, amen, you know, as preachers, we might get a little hard because, you know, it seems like somebody might not really be here, so to speak, you know. And we might get a little overzealous, but sometimes it's just like Joseph. Amen. We're thinking on these things. God help us. Amen. While he was thinking on them, they came a message from heaven. What was the first message from heaven? The first message from heaven was fear not. Hallelujah. Now I want to tell you, no matter what you're going through tonight, God still has a fear not for you. Amen. God still has it all in his hands. What was that song she just sang? He's God on the mountain. He's God in the God on the mountain. Is God in the valley? Is those words right here? Amen. I wish I could find it. Amen. There it is. Thank God. It says, life is easy. You know that first verse. Then things change. You're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. Hallelujah. Amen. Moses or Joseph is thinking about this. Glory to God. The angel shows up. What's the first thing the angel says? The angel said, fear not. Amen. Get fear out the house. Hallelujah. I'm afraid I'm going to do this. I'm afraid to do this. I'm afraid. Amen. What's going to happen? Hey, listen, I know we face fearful problems. Amen. But I believe that God wants us to kick fear out the door. I believe that the message from heaven tonight for Old Paths Tabernacle, I believe that the message for heaven tonight, amen, for every saint of God in this place is fear not. Glory to God. Amen. Exodus 14, they're standing at the Red Sea.
Sister Bobby. Amen. The Red Sea's in front of them. Mountains are on this side. Mountains are on that side. And there's Pharaoh and his mighty army behind them. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And Exodus 14 and 13, Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God, which he will show unto you this day. Now we will show unto you today, for the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. For the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Glory to God. Amen. God still rolls back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and he'll deliver, amen, me and you. Joseph is here. Thank God. He's wondering, what am I going to do about this? You know, I can imagine probably the first thing, brother, was disbelief. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And then finally he finds out that Mary's even admitted it. She's going to have a baby. And so it's a reality. What am I going to do? You know, we face all types of emotions. Come on, church. Anger. Could have been anger. If he's like me, I'll tell you what, I'll be the first one to do it. I'll throw the stone. Maybe calm down a little while. Amen. Hallelujah. Who knows all the emotions that this man faced? But I can guarantee you one thing, it was real. He was a real human, just like me and you. He faced real problems. People in the Bible, a lot of times we put them up like there's something, you know, something unnormal. Friend, they was normal just like me and you. They might not have carried a cell phone. They might not carry a keyless entry to the car. You know, praise God, pushing that button, that horse ain't going to do nothing anyways. Praise God, that's the only means of transportation they had. Amen, but they had real problems. Amen. They did have some Mustangs back then, probably. They was telling that they had a wreck, a Mustang and a T-Bird had a wreck over there, and they took them 3 hours to clean up all the horse manure and bird feathers. Fear not, he says. This was a real issue. Isaiah 41 and 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. An angel appeared to Joseph while he's thinking about this turmoil, this chaotic circumstances. And an angel comes to him. Now listen, I know it may not be the same situation where you're sitting there, you're engaged to somebody, and now they're found out that they have a child. But listen, some problems I've seen church folks face was just about as complicated. Can I get a witness tonight? They was just about as complicated, almost, as these problems that he's faced. Real problems. But the angel said, fear not. Amen. God said in Isaiah 41, 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Let me go through a few verses of scripture right here. Amen. Isaiah 41, amen, 13, verse number 10, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. I'm talking about God that'll hold us. Amen. In dark times, in dark hours. Amen. God knows everything about us. God knows everything we need. God knows everything we don't need. Hallelujah. God knows what we need and God knows what we don't need. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Bible said in Matthew chapter number 10 and verse number 30, glory to God. Amen. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more values than many sparrows. Glory to God. You know, the Bible says that they sold two sparrows for a farthing, which was about like a penny. It's the only way I could describe it. Roman money. They would sell two sparrows for one penny. Best way for us to understand. Man, that's a pretty good deal. But guess what? The Bible said if you bought five sparrows, amen, you got five sparrows for two farthings. This was Roman money. So, amen, so if you got two for one and five for two, guess what that means? as to get one free there, right? Sound like some Christmas shopping right here. Amen. Get one for free. Amen. But you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, are not two sparrows sold for one farthing? Are not five sparrows sold for two farthings? And listen to what Jesus said. He said, and yet not one of them is forgotten before God. Amen. Hallelujah. You might be free, but it ain't forgotten. You might be a part of a package deal, but you ain't forgotten by God. I want to tell you something, young people. God knows the very number of hairs on your head. He has a calling on your life. He has a purpose for your life. Amen. He has a plan for your life. Amen. The devil might want to wreck it and ruin it. Amen. And offer all the lights and glitter of this world. But I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is greater. Amen. The angel said, Joseph, amen, be encouraged. Fear not. Amen. I've got some direction for you. Amen. Take Mary, your wife. Amen. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Joseph had the greatest honor of any father in this world. He taught the blessed Son of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know he wasn't his son. Amen. By blood. He was not his son. Amen. Hallelujah. But you know what? Joseph claimed him. Hallelujah. Joseph taught him the things of God. Glory to God. He raised him up. Now I'm going to tell you something, parents. We've got the greatest honor of all. Amen. Teaching. Amen. The next preacher. The next missionary. Amen. The next missionary's wife. Hallelujah. The next prophet or the next prophetess. Come on. We don't know. Amen. What God has planned for our children. Amen. But we know one thing for sure. They was made in the image and likeness of God Almighty. And we know a few more facts that the devil wants to destroy their life with sin and drugs and worldliness, amen, and all the lust of the flesh. And we also know that there's a God in heaven, and there's a sweet Holy Ghost that'll feel a person all the way from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, and will get a hold to their mind, and will get a hold to their plans, and will get a hold to their life, and make something wonderful out of them. And instead of them crawling the walls of hell one day, they'll shout the streets of gold. Amen. They'll cast out devils instead of being filled with devils. Amen. They'll be used of God instead of being used of the devil. Joseph, amen, I got some direction for you. I'm going to use you for my glory. Thank you, Jesus. Direction. Back to Isaiah in the 40s real quick. Amen. Isaiah chapter 42, one scripture right here. Amen. 42 and verse number 16. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, amen, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in the paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they shall be turned back, they that be greatly, and they shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven image, that say to the molten image, ye are our gods. You know what God's saying right here in this scripture? He's saying there's an outcast people. Amen. The world says they're blind. Amen. The world says they're handicapped. Amen. They can't do this and they can't do that. Amen. He said, but I'm going to bring them my way. Amen. That they know not. And I'm going to lead them in paths that they know not. And he said, I'm going to make the dark places light to them. And I'm going to make the crooked path straight for them. And he said, those that trust in graven images, I'm going to make them ashamed. Amen. They're going to be ashamed. Listen to me, young people. God can raise you up and do great things for your life. Amen. That the sinners and the family and those around, amen, can be ashamed and saying, my God, I wish I would have went that way. Hallelujah. The Lord had direction for Joseph. God has direction for us. Amen. The Bible tells us in John chapter number 16. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Holy Ghost, tonight. John 16 and verse number 13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Amen. The power of the Holy Ghost, the power of God's Spirit in our life. Hallelujah. God has direction for us. I know this is a Christmas story here. Amen. But right here at this Christmas season, you may say, man, I need some direction. I need some direction. I need God to just lead me in what I should do. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21, thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Listen, friend, God's got direction for you. God has exact direction for you. God knows exactly how to lead you through. Hallelujah. God will tell you exactly what you need to know. I believe that the Holy Ghost can direct us. I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost to direct us. I believe in God's Word directing us. Amen. I believe that God's on the throne. The Bible says in Isaiah 43 and 1, but thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall it be kindled upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Listen, he led the children of Israel through that wilderness. Amen. Hallelujah. He carried them on eagle's wings, the Bible says. Amen. God's leading us. Praise the Lord. And the Lord wants to speak to us. God wants to give us direction. Amen. I'm preaching tonight on, but while he thought on these things, listen, you've been thinking about something. You've been thinking hard and heavy about something. Listen, God has three things for you while you're thinking about it. It may be trouble, whatever that you're thinking on that had your mind so full. Amen. That maybe you couldn't even work clearly or whatever. There's three things that I felt like God dealt with me. Amen. I know this is Wednesday night, but I felt like there's three things tonight. Amen. Encouragement, direction, and promises. Amen. Hallelujah. You're a promise. He shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, so many songs have been written about that name. Hallelujah. What a lovely name. The name of Jesus. Reaching higher far than the brightest star. Sweeter than the songs they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim, what a lovely name. Can you sing it? What a lovely name, the name of Jesus. Reaching higher far than the brightest star. Sweeter than the song they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim, what a lovely name. Hallelujah. I can see old Joseph in that dream. That angel said that blessed, wonderful name. If you notice in Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, it's capitalized. Hallelujah. The angel says, thou shalt call his name Jesus. 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 There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus. Like the fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Here's this young man. His girlfriend that he was engaged to is now expecting a child. And the angel says, you're going to call him Jesus. The sweetest name I know. Hallelujah. How many mothers have rocked their babies in the night? Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. How many wives have screamed out near car accidents, "Jesus, thank you, Jesus." And somehow the wreck didn't happen. Oh, Jesus, there's something about that name. How many saints of God has said, "Devil, back up," in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. How many sicknesses, Brother Wayne, has had to leave simply because the name of Jesus? Glory to God. Diabetes is under His control. Cancer's under this name's control. Glory to God, church. Brother Mike, cancer's under the name of Jesus. For the Bible says God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name. Hallelujah. You know what? When the doctors come in, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And give you, amen, results, hallelujah. Amen. Tell you, you have a condition. You know what? They got a name for it. You might not can always pronounce it when you go out, and sometimes you can pronounce it. Sometimes it's the name cancer. Amen. Sometimes it's the name heart disease. Amen. Sometimes it's asthma. Sometimes it's diabetes. They have a name for it. But you know what the Bible says? God hath highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name. Hallelujah. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess of things in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Philippians chapter 2. Amen. Glory to God. I'm talking about the name of Jesus. Here was this boy. Here was this man. Y'all think he was shook up? Have you ever faced anything that was life-changing? What does that song say? I wish I would have told Sister Bethany to sing this before I preach, because then I could tell y'all I told her to sing it. And then that would have made me look more spiritual. Hallelujah. But I didn't. It said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But then things change. Amen. Joseph's working on his house. Joseph's moving furniture in, Brother Wayne. Joseph went down, amen, to Ashley Furniture. Amen. Hallelujah. Bought him a new bedroom set. Amen. Joseph went down. Amen. Took him out of line of credit. Amen. Over at Home Depot and got him a brand new stove and a refrigerator. He's moving it in. And then he gets the bad news. Come on now. He gets the bad news. Life changes. Changing news, it'll change your life. I thought I would do this and I thought I would do that. Amen. Hallelujah. But then life changing. Oh, glory to God. Then things change. Amen. But there's a name above every name. There's a name above drugs. Come on now. There's a name above demon possession. There's a name above sickness. There's a name above divorce. There's a name above trials and tribulations. God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Hallelujah. Things in heaven and things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Did the angel say, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus"? And all those troubles, when he said that name so peacefully, those troubles just melted down to nothing. Or did the angel say, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus"? And every devil backed up. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shaking all the way, Sister Bobby. Praise God. Amen. Tripping over things outside. Falling. Hallelujah. Going or getting away from Joseph's mind. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I've heard the name of Jesus shouted. I've heard the name of Jesus whispered. I've heard the name of Jesus sang. I've heard the name of Jesus preached. Amen. I've heard the name of Jesus cried. I've heard the name of Jesus whispered. Amen. But there's just something about that name. He is Lord. He's Lord of all. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is God Almighty. He's the Son of God. And He has complete control of our problems tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Stand together with me tonight. Let's just worship the Lord just a moment. Could we just lift our hands? Worship that wonderful name, Jesus. 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 There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Redeemer, like the fragrance after. Can you lift up your voice? Sing it. The rain. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Hallelujah. Come on, sing it.
Jesus.
Sing it, church. Lift up your voice.
Jesus.
Lift up your hands to the Lord.
Thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. Hallelujah.
Master, Savior, Redeemer, like the fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Hallelujah. Let's gather in for a time of prayer tonight. Hallelujah. I pray that God touches our hearts and minds tonight in a wonderful way.